This is November 7, November Bravo Victor. My name is Ken. I'm with the Radio Society of Tucson web team. And this morning, we will be running a directed interview net with Hannah, KK7EKD, who is the president of the University of Arizona Amateur Radio Club. This will be a directed net, so we ask that you only transmit if the net control operator, myself, ask you to do so. If you have emergency traffic, please announce break with your sign, a call sign, and you'll be acknowledged. This net will probably last approximately 15 minutes. We'd like to thank the University of Arizona Amateur Radio Club for the use of their repeater. Break for timeout. So we ran into Hannah at the recent El Tour de Tucson, which had over 40 amateur radio operators assisting with communications, and found out that Hannah is the president of the current president of the University of Arizona Amateur Radio Club. So she graciously agreed to be interviewed by us, since I think our members would be highly interested in what happens at the U of A. And we want to thank you, Hannah, for joining us. Why don't you give us a radio check and tell us a little bit about yourself. Over to you. This is N7NBV.
Hi, my name is Hannah Kalu. My call sign is Kilo Kilo 7 Echo Kilo Delta, KK7EKD. Right now, I'm a senior at the University of Arizona. My major is in neuroscience and cognitive science, actually, but I am also president of K7UAZ, which is the amateur radio club at the University of Arizona. So I'm very happy to have run into you at the El Tour de Tucson event.
Okay, well, very good. Well, just your area of study sounds interesting enough for a whole half hour just on that itself. Fascinating. But we'll try to stick to amateur radio this morning. And I see that you received your license in 2022. How did you become interested in becoming a ham, and what led you to get your license?
So I think I first gained knowledge of the club at the U of A in spring 2022. The university has a, like, every semester they have a club fair. And that semester in the spring, K7UAZ was tabling. And I remember seeing their radios, and I was literally, like, on the way to class, and I was like, wait, like, this looks so cool. Because I thought they were, like, a history club, because they had, like, a bunch of little plaques from, like, contests and, like, the radios out. And I thought it was some kind of, like, historical artifact club. And I really like studying, like, you know, ephemera, like, history, just kind of, like, physical pieces of history. So I was like, oh, like, this is such a cool, like, history club thing. And then it was not an antique club at all. It was actually amateur radio. And it's like, oh, have you ever heard of it? And I'm like, no, I haven't actually. But they were like, oh, like, you could totally learn more about it. You can do all these cool, like, two-way communication activities with it. And they invited me to join their Discord, which is, like, a kind of like a texting social media, like, platform where you could just, like, have conversations and, like, communicate things, as well as inviting me to, like, check out their shack, basically, when I was free. And so I joined their Discord, and I was like, yeah, I'm not free right now, but maybe sometime later this week I can visit. And I was able to visit later, and I'm going to reset the repeater really quick. So later that week, I met with, I think he was the current president, Ken, KD6P, Kilo 6 Gold Tango, Kilo Gold 6 Tango, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. But yeah, I met later with the president then, and we visited the shack, and I learned all about the ionosphere right there. That was the first time I'd ever heard of it. And, you know, after about, like, an hour and a half, I think, of just, like, learning everything in the shack and all of just how, like, amateur radio works, I was like, so how hard is the exam? Like, how hard is the licensing exam? And, you know, it wasn't that hard, it seems. They got together, the station manager at the time, Kurt, K7ZOO, and another one of the club members, Hilly, W7HIL. They got together and made, like, a little, like, curriculum thing so that people could learn more about, like, so that students could study for the technician exam. during like spring break, which was coming up. And so with that help, I was able to study for the exam and I passed that spring. That's how I started with amateur radio.
Okay, very interesting. You know, I bet our RST members do have a lot of plaques from contests they've won. We might consider displaying some of those at our radio day in the park that we have. Anyway, I understood that you took your FCC test at one of the sessions provided by the Radio Society of Tucson and the Laurel VEC team. How was that experience?
I thought it was really exciting because it was, you know, I like visiting like new places in Tucson. You know, as a student, I don't have a car, so I like don't go that many places. So it was like really fun to just kind of like, I guess, like check out a new community. And I think everyone there was like pretty nice, they were excited, you know, for us to be taking the exams because it was myself and one other student from the U of A. And so it's like, wow, like, okay, like new young faces, this is cool. And I remember being like really nervous because the friend I was taking the exam with, he was an ECE major, electrical computer engineering. And, you know, I was sitting here and I just heard about Ohm's Law like 2 weeks ago. So I was like, oh, okay, like kind of nervous. But, you know, they're very, they're pretty nice and getting me like, I guess, like comfortable with the exam. And then I passed and they were like, yay, like congratulations. Like you have your call sign will come to you in a couple of days. So I was very satisfied with my experience. And I think other students from the U of A have also continued to get their license at the RST meeting, which is good.
Well, excellent. Thank you very much for that that report. I'll just mention for anyone listening that the Radio Society of Tucson does provide monthly a free exam session. The schedule is posted on our website, k7rst.club. We also run two classes per year to help people study for their technician class, and we have any number of members who would volunteer to be an ELMER. What amateur radio people say is someone who helps others. So anyway, great. Thank you, Hannah, for that rundown on your experience. Then you seem to me to be quite the go-getter, because then in May of 23, you were elected president of K7UAZ, the University of Arizona Amateur Radio Club. Why did you decide to run for president? Back to you.
So I think at that time I was previously the treasurer, and I think I became the treasurer because with the U of A like student governing body, it's all clubs require a president, vice president, and a treasurer. And I think at the time there were not enough students to, like, might not have been enough students interested in officer position. So in that, like, spring, they invited me to be, or I guess, like, that transition of school years, they invited me to be the treasurer for my junior year. So that was last year. And then in the following year, it was like, okay, so if I'm treasurer, I think Sarah Lee, K7SLI, she was president, I think, for last year, but we're all really close as officers. She was telling me how, like, her next semester would be kind of difficult, and she was wondering if, like, anyone was available to, like, step up as president for the next year, and that she could be vice president and that kind of thing. And at first, I was kind of reluctant, because it's just, like, I think at that time, you know, I'd only been licensed for a year, like, I felt like I didn't really have the technical knowledge still, like, a presidential role. However, I did acknowledge that, like, oh, like, this would make, you know, things much easier for everyone else, and it would probably just be, like, you know, if we all work together as, like, students, as student officers, like, we would be able to come together and make it a pretty successful year for the club. So I decided to instead become president at the end. But I mean, like, it was only, like, one person running for each thing anyway, so it worked out. I'm going to race up there, Peter. But yeah, so I decided to run for president just because I felt like it would be most helpful for everyone. And I was definitely like, I was really nervous. I was super, super nervous. But again, I think just working alongside our other officers has been really helpful. And then also having like a station manager, like a station trustee and everything, they really help a lot in terms of like just kind of understanding K7U AZ and its like association with, you know, clubs on campus, greater like amateur radio clubs in the Southern Arizona area, and like ARCA, for example, like the Council of Arizona. So it's been fun, and I've enjoyed it actually quite a lot.
Okay, well, excellent. This is N7NBV for identification. So I appreciate your volunteering. I think that's the great thing about the amateur radio community in large, is that there's a very willing spirit to help and to serve and to volunteer. So what are some of the duties that the president of the K7UAZ performs?
Typically, it's a lot of like administrative work. I feel like my previous officer positions in other clubs were more like I had a specific thing that I had to do all the time, but it wasn't like sending emails and like organizing things. It was just like leading those things. But I realize now that, like, you know, when you're president, when you're doing that like higher up stuff, it's like, oh, okay, like I'm the one who's like coordinating all these emails and like getting in contact with these people. Like, and before it was just, hey, I gave you this person, talk to them, that kind of thing. So as president of K7UAZ, I represent the club at like things like at things in the community. I coordinate with the building like managers in the College of Engineering when it comes to like planning our meetings, or not planning our meetings, but at least hosting them. It's our vice president. So I lead our club meetings, and I just kind of maintain that like friendly, like cordial, like relationship with a bunch of other people in our community to make sure that they're like, when you know who to talk to, like how to get more information. So it's a pretty social but also administrative role, which I like.
Okay, very good. Thank you for that. I was wondering how many members are in K7UAZ, and you mentioned station trustee. Do you have faculty advisors who are amateur radio operators, or how does your continuity provided for the station with the club? So how many members, and maybe a little bit about the members?
So I was looking this up before our interview, and it looks like we have about 41 members. I'd say maybe, I didn't look at the exact number, but I'd say maybe like 15 or less might be students, which is actually a really, really good number, considering that I think when I joined the club, like there were maybe like 6 active students. It was not a very big number, but the club has really grown a lot in like number and everything. And sometimes I like to joke, I'm like, maybe I was like a personality hire, because I love talking about amateur radio with other people and encouraging like other people, even if I know that they're just like very vaguely related, vaguely interested in engineering or like radio or like communications in some way. I'm like, hey, have you ever heard of amateur radio? Like, we have a club here at the U of A, and you should totally check it out. Especially for like classmates who aren't in engineering, because I feel like it provides such an interesting like look into engineering, and it provides a lot of opportunities to explore the like field without having to be an engineering major. But we also have, you know, our faculty advisor right now is Dr. Kathleen Melody. And she is not a licensed person, but she is very, very, her expertise is in antenna and antenna design. And she's wonderful. I think she's actually done a presentation with RST, or it might have been with a different club. But we went to her presentation, and she talked a lot about antenna things. And yeah, for our station like manager and like station trustee person, it used to be Kurt K7ZOO, but right now it's Steve Wood, W1SR, I think his call sign is. And yeah, so both of them have been very, very instrumental community members. And I think really the community, having like community members who are like, you know, constantly in Tucson, like they live in Tucson, that kind of thing. It really helps with the kind of like transient nature of having like a student club, because it's like, for most clubs, it's like, you know, they have zero activity during the summer. But like for an amateur radio club, it's like summer is kind of one of your biggest like seasons, because you have like field day and like kind of big events like that. So I'm really like grateful for like the community members and just like people who are like kind of more permanent for an amateur radio club affiliated with the university. So.
Okay, thank you for that insight. Yeah, of course, we're using a K7 UAZ repeater right now. And again, we want to thank the club for the use of the repeater for this directed quote interview net. Does the University of Arizona Radio Club have any other repeaters or other stations that are active and in use?
Not that I can think of. I think this repeater that we're working on right now is our main one. And you know, we have it, it's pretty, has a pretty strong, like, reach, I think. We just installed a Mosley antenna on the roof a couple of, I think, last spring. That one is a pretty big endeavor, and so, like, now we have a lot of access to different, like, bands and everything. That was pretty cool, and it's actually also in QST Magazine, thanks to Sarah, our current treasurer, actually, that's what she became. So that one's in QST, if anyone's curious. But yeah, we just have this one repeater, has access to like Echo Link, things like that. But we also have like an HF station and like satellite stuff available too. Like we have a lot of like stuff available, but I think our repeater is what gets the most use out of anything. In addition to like a soldering station as well in our physical shack and everything.
Since you brought that up, and I noticed on your QRZ page, you have a pretty nice picture of you operating in the shack there. Does the club offer any open houses or anything to for visitors to see what the station looks like?
Sometimes we do it by, like, I almost want to say, like, appointment basis, where it's like, hey, if you would like to visit, like, reach out to us. But there were times last semester, where we did shack nights, where basically, like, we invited, like, students and, like, anyone to, like, come in, and we could just, like, start operating on the equipment and just, you know, figuring out how to use these things. Because I think outside of, I guess, those intentional shack nights, the only other times that people come in would be on their of their own, like, volition, or if we had, like, contests going on. But I think probably in the next semester, hopefully, we'll kind of bring that back, because I think it's, you know, it's good to bring people into the shack using the equipment and also, like, learning how to use the equipment. We had a thing going where we were studying how to be, like, a satellite station operator person. And I think a couple of our student members, it was, like, kind of, like, student run, and a couple of our student members were also, like, involved in that. I think in the next semester, it would be nice to continue doing that. So I'll keep planning.
Okay, thank you very much. And we're getting toward the end, so don't get too tired yet, but what are some of the highlights that the of the K7 UAZ club during 2023?
Okay, so we did Parks on the Air earlier this, like, back in March. That was fun. We went Parks on the Air and Summits on the Air. So together with some students and community members, we hiked up Picacho Peak, and we operated on there doing both POTA and SOTA there, and that was really fun. I'd never been there, so it was, like, fun to, like, hike up there and then also, like, operate. And, you know, it's, like, cool to just operate in the community, because it's like, oh, like, what are you doing? How many points is this? Like, I've never heard of this before, so it's fun to, like, teach people about that. And then I think we also like to visit Hamfest together, but because I think it's a very, like, low-stakes, like, way to just introduce, like, new people to the hobby. Like, oh, cool, look at this, like, fun swap meet with a bunch of technology. It's kind of cool. We also do... I've been trying to get us into more emergency communications activities. So we also have a smaller one that we did in October, which was Pink Out the Park, or like Making Strides, like which was like a breast cancer awareness walk put together by a community member. And so we did the emergency communications for that. It was only like a mile long, but it's a very good opportunity to just like kind of get your feet wet when it comes to emergency communications. That was in October of this year. Oh, we also had, of course, we did Field Day this year. We typically try to operate from Sonoyta, Arizona, and we try to just kind of make it into like a cool like camping trip when we can, when we have the resources. So we were operating there, and we had like, I think it must have been like maybe seven or eight students, which is a big increase in student attendance from like other years. So that was a really, really wonderful, that was a really wonderful, like, you know, like team bonding kind of thing. And then I think coming up at the end of the year, I mean, like, it's already December. So in addition to all of this, we also have like weekly nets on Mondays at 8 p.m. on this repeater. And then our regular like club meetings, which are they're still going to be on the first Thursday of every month, typically in person. This next one though for January will be a different date. It has not been decided yet.
This is N7NBV for ID with KK7EKD, Hannah, the president of the U of A Amateur Radio Club. Wow, it seems like you have a lot of activities there. So how do people find out more about K7UAZ? Back to you.
Sometimes I wonder the same thing because, I mean, we have our, like, we have the club fairs. Also, there's a plane passing by, sorry. But we have our club, when it comes to students getting more information on the club, we typically try to table at club fairs that are put on either by the student government or by the College of Engineering specifically. And so sometimes, you know, we get a student who's like, oh, my dad loves this stuff. Like, let me check it out. And that one's always really fun because it's like, oh, your dad's going to freak out when he finds out, like, all the cool stuff that we have in our shack, that kind of thing. And then getting information out to the greater community, I think just, like, connecting with, like, other clubs, like, and just, like, building relationships with them, like we're having this interview right now, I think that's been pretty fruitful. And just kind of, like, spreading the word, like, oh, like, have you heard of amateur radio? Would you be interested? We happen to have a really nice club here at the U of A. I really love having that conversation with people. And just, like, if I meet, like, another, like, engineer person, I'm like, oh, yeah, I happen to actually be, like, an amateur radio operator. Like, I have a license and everything. And it's, like, really cool because it's, like, I feel like I do not seem the type of person to have that. But, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. There may be people who have been listening that want to ask you a question. So if that's okay, when the repeater breaks here, if you are within repeater range here listening to this and you want to ask Hannah a question, I'll take one or two stations. Please, station ID and first name now.
KK7MOK, this is Paul.
KK7MOK, go ahead with your question.
Hi, Ken. Just had a quick question about the U of A Radio Club. Is it only for U of A students? And if not, do you allow sponsorship? Over.
Go ahead, Hannah.
Paul, I think that was your name. Our club is not restricted to students only. It's open to anyone in the community. Students do not have to pay dues, but we also have like plenty of community members active in the club. They pay dues of like $20, and community members are totally free to attend like any of our meetings, like be a part of the club in any way that they wish. We have free pizza at our meetings, which is really cool. And I think like if you're interested in amateur radio, but you're also interested in a kind of like mentorship, like or just kind of like teaching aspects of life in general, I think that like joining the university, like K7UAZ Club, is pretty fun because it's also just like a fun way to like learn more about other amateur radio communities with like new people and stuff like that. So open to everyone.
Okay, thank you very much. That was great. Is there anyone else? Or Paul, if you have a follow-up question, go ahead. Is there anyone else who would like to identify to ask Hannah a question? Please call sign and first name now. Okay, I didn't hear any other questions, but Hannah, this is our first ever Radio Society of Tucson interview net, and I think because of your great input, I have to label it as a great success. So thank you so much for taking the time to do this with us. It was highly interesting and engaging. We want to thank you for your time and for your contributions to the amateur radio community. It's encouraging to see such bright young people join amateur radio with such enthusiasm. Thank you, Hannah, very much, and best wishes for the future.
Thank you as well, Ken. This is really fun. I want to be like, oh, you're free to use the K7UIZ repeater for this stuff in the future. But whatever repeater you'll be doing future interviews on, I think I will be checking in because it's cool. It's very fun. So thank you again for doing this.
Okay, thank you very much, Hannah, KK7EKD. You can find out more about the amateur radio, or the Radio Society of Tucson, at our webpage, k7rst.club. And you can also send us suggestions or requests to the web team by sending an email to k7rst-web@googlegroups.com. We will now return the repeater to its normal use at 10:27 a.m., We'd like to thank all the participants, all the listeners, and especially Hannah. Thank you very much. 73s, this is N7 NBV Clear.